In Washington this week, law enforcement and criminal justice officials told a Senate panel that reducing youth violence will require more than jail cells and tough sentences. Senators were told that early intervention is key, but in order to accomplish it, there must be more money for resources. Mark Dayton's proposed attack on crime does just that. He proposes expanding the criminal justice system with more police, more parole officers, and judges. He also would expand the criminal division of the Attorney General's office and build more jail space, too. His campaign platform also calls for crime prevention programs geared at youth.
We need to mean it, and we need to show that we mean it, and we need to get the word out across the streets of Minnesota and this country that the worst place to be engaged in criminal activity is in Minnesota, not because they say it, but because they mean it, and because the consequences of doing so are sure and severe.
Dayton says he'd advocate stricter sentencing guidelines and greater adherence to them, especially for juvenile offenders.
Right now, we have a 5-year sentence for commission of a gun in a felony offense, and it's plea bargained away all over, I'm told, saying that the juveniles know that they can be caught carrying a gun, and they walk into the police office and they walk right out minutes later and nothing happens.
Dayton wants to beef up a statewide gang task force and proposes more programs geared at kids. A key proposal of his is to keep schools open from 7 in the morning to 7 in the evening, giving students a place to spend their time. He says it will mean hiring more after-school counselors and bringing in mentors and coaches.
Sometimes you don't have that kind of choice. You've got a social crisis which requires you to do something, and we're going to have to face up the fact in Minnesota that we've got a social crisis. We've got gangs in St. James and Grand Rapids and parts of the state that have never seen any of that activity, where the local law enforcement are being totally overrun, and the county attorneys are totally not equipped to deal with it. And again, if we don't take this on, we're going to be infested with this kind of predator.
And Dayton's platform addresses ways to fight the increase of hate crimes based on a person's race, ethnicity, religion, gender, or sexual orientation. Like most of the other DFL gubernatorial candidates, Dayton says the state should not ease handgun permit requirements, like the state Republicans Party platform calls for. He calls likely Republican gubernatorial nominee Norm Coleman's campaign promise to do so shameless pandering to the far right.
And to the defiance of common sense, which I find hard to understand by anybody, but especially a mayor of a major city.
Dayton says allowing more people to carry concealed handguns more easily won't make society safer.
All you need to do is ride on a metro bus or walk down an average street and look at the people sitting with you or walking toward you and ask yourself, if 10 times more of them were carrying concealed weapons, would I be safer or not, even if I had one myself? I think commonsensically, the answer is no.
So how does Dayton plan to pay for all of his proposals? He, like many candidates nationwide this year, can call upon state budget surplus money. This is Karen Louise Booth, Minnesota Public Radio.